I got to catch up with Alex Carey last night or yesterday. He's over there preparing for what will be the biggest challenge of his career, keeping in India. And that's exactly where I started. How do you prepare for keeping in India, Alex Carey?
We got here and had our first session yesterday, so a bit of a catch. And sort of preparations will ramp up over the next few days and leading into next Thursday. But we've been on some tours in the last 12 months to Pakistan, Sri Lanka, so a good taste over there. And coming off some Big Bash cricket, there's obviously a little bit different to the longer format, but I'm excited to get behind the stumps and I guess see what unfolds.
Have you sought out Adam Gilchrist, Brad Haddin, any of the Australian keepers that have kept in Test series over in India for any tidbits of advice or anything you should do in preparation?
Oh, not specifically. I speak to Gilly quite often and Hads as well whenever we're around the grounds. I did that in, you know, Pakistan and Sri Lanka. Hads was there and Hills reached out going into Pakistan. So, I speak to the keepers, really often. And Tim Nielsen, who, I work with quite closely back home as well.
So what are the keys in hardcore cricket Nuffy keeping chat? What do you need to expect and do exceptionally well keeping in the subcontinent as opposed to back home in Australia?
Oh, I think expect the ball, every ball. Expect it's coming your way and then just be mentally clear and be fresh going into most days and clear it out as much as possible from ball to ball, knowing that it's going to be a long, tough tour at times and they're obviously going to get in and, it's going to be difficult. So just being really clear, expect the ball every time and from there just react.
What learnings did you take out of the tours of Pakistan and Sri Lanka? Not identical to India, but obviously in the subcontinent that you can apply to this Test series?
Yeah, I think if there's an opportunity and we're on top of the game to really drive it in as much as possible and hold that momentum. And then if we're not on top, it's how do we fight back and get that momentum going our way. So, I think for our batters, it's, try to, if you get in, go big in tough conditions. And for our bowlers, find a way to absorb some pressure, might be setting fields, might be different plans at times. Try to wrestle it back. So I think we've played really well. I think Pakistan was great in the fact that it took 15 days to get a win and we were able to hang in there for long enough and we were patient. So, the players have been playing really well in all conditions over the last 12 months. And, we were excited here. The first day yesterday was a lot of excitement going into the nets.
Alex Carey, the Australian test keeper, chatting to us here on Summer Grandstand. Has Usman Khawaja made it yet, Alex? Have you seen him?
Haven't seen him. I think he's in today. So he's his name was on the training sheet, but I think he might have either got in late last night or he's coming in today. So he'll be here. Uzzy's really experienced and a little delay won't faze him too much. He'll prepare really well when he gets in and the boys are excited to see him. Oh, actually, I'm not sure we are excited to see him. Seeing that Brisbane Heat got up last night, he'll be carrying on a bit.
Just tell him it was because of his absence that they got up last night.
We said it was Marnus's absence.
we saw Marnus's carry on last night as part of the broadcast. No warm-up matches. As a keeper batsman, would you have liked a tour match or at least a couple of days to play in terms of adjusting to the new conditions?
I think it's a really good facility here in Alua to be able to prepare and have a heap of nets and a lot of net bowlers. For a lot of the guys that have been here in the past, the senior heads would have spoken about, do we want to play a warm-up game? And I think the way the next few days will go, we'll get a lot of opportunities to, hone our game leading into next Thursday. So we're all very comfortable with what's ahead of us. We're all really excited for next Thursday. So I think, come Thursday, we'll be ready to go.
Can you tell me about the net bowler that you guys have working with the team? I'm told that he is a near clone of Ravi Ashwin and was, when he was growing up, having based his action on Ravi Ashwin, was basically called Ashwin.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was probably he was pointed out to me this morning. So yeah, yesterday I faced him quite a bit, and I didn't put two and two together except they're off spinners. I just saw him bowl the ball and it was a play miss. So it looks like a pretty good bowler. And we'll get in there today and face him a lot. But yeah, we've got so many net bowlers here that are different in left arm, right arm, off spin, their height, all of that. I think our bowlers are bowling really well too. Murph's running in at the moment and bowling to Marnus. So yeah, we've got lots of opportunities to face the spin. Obviously, that will be talked up a lot in this series, but there's also some reverse swing bowling that we need to prepare for as well.
Alex, I look back to when you were touring in Pakistan and the infamous pool incident. You fell in the pool in Karachi. Since then, 431 runs at 71. What kind of mysterious, magical thing happened when you fell in that pool?
I'm not sure. I think, yeah, we'll see how the series goes. Might have to have a trip over to Karachi and get some of that bottled water. But it's just one of those things. And it is sort of put a smile on the boys' faces. So that was my plan.
Last one. I know you've got to run off to train, but big story here today. Peter Malinauskas, the Premier of South Australia, is campaigning to steal the New Year's test from the SCG to the Adelaide Oval because of all the inclement weather we've seen at the SCG. Where do you land on a New Year's test in your home state of South Australia at the Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, I mean, any time of the year, if there's a home test, I'll definitely jump at that. And I think we do it so well where it is at the moment. So the crowd always comes out no matter what day of the week or date of the year it is. It'll be a fantastic test match as it always is. I also love the Sydney test. It's a great atmosphere there with Glenn McGrath's pink test. And it's an interesting one. If it's a home test, then doesn't faze me when that is.
Just a beautiful straight bat. You'll go well in India. Alex, appreciate your time. I know you've got to run to training. Thanks for having a quick chat to us.
No, enjoyed it. Thank you, mate.